producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Tonight, coming up, a cheap movie review during this show. Also, a conversation with Jack Heath. He's making a movie based on one of his books, and it's perfect timing because of Halloween. He actually had a relative who was hanged, accused of being a witch. Ooh. And you think of the timing of that with, like I said, Halloween and Salem, Massachusetts, and all that that entails, the people that gather, that crowd the streets in Salem. This is their busiest time of year, and it was in the 1600s. It was a place where many, many people were accused, women, of being witches, and they were hung. Some unfairly. It was a crazy time. I can remember in history reading about it and, you know, the crucible, etc. And what an exciting book I thought that was, and the timing of it. So the conversation with Jack Heath is timely in itself because of the fact that we have Halloween just weeks away from now. That we'll be talking about here on America Tonight. You know what they're saying about Ebola now? That it could cost Africa $32 billion. And, of course, you're not surprised by that because of the amount of people who have died and the amount of doctors who have tried to do what they can in the clinics that have been set up and just what Ebola has done, the way it has gripped that nation. And now with the death of Tom Duncan, just a couple of days ago, the first person diagnosed with Ebola in the United States and in Spain, where they have several people who are being isolated after a nurse came down with Ebola. The conversation is more than just chatter. In fact, you know, these chat rooms, and if you go into Twitter and the Twittersphere, always trending is something related to Ebola. It takes more than 140 characters, though, to get to the bottom of Ebola. And doctors are still out there saying, listen, it's very difficult to catch. And you would only be at risk if you came into close contact with blood, saliva, sweat, feces, vomit, or soiled clothing of an Ebola patient, or if you traveled to West Africa and came into contact with someone who had Ebola, which is interesting because, listen to what I just said, come in contact with someone who had Ebola. Now picture this, people traveling to and fro from the United States into Liberia, Sierra Leone, and Guinea. Are they coming in contact with people that have Ebola? There's a good chance they could come in contact. And to say it's difficult to catch, I get it why that's being said, but I don't know. Saliva, sweat, vomit, which is what happened with Tom Duncan, soiled clothing, something that you're not aware of. It doesn't seem like it's incredibly difficult either. So, where are you on Ebola? There are people being monitored in the United States to see if they develop symptoms of the disease. Now, good news, the deputy who took himself to a care clinic and then was later transferred to the hospital where Tom Duncan was treated, he was tested for Ebola, and he does not have Ebola. He was ill. He was smart. I suppose he was smart because he realized he had no protective clothing, and he saw the 141 bags that came out of an apartment where Duncan was. So he was smart to go and check himself in, if you will. But if I hear another doctor say it's not hard, it's hard to catch, I think I'm going to scream because I think that is misinformation in a sense. Yes, it might be hard for me because I'm not in contact with anyone with Ebola, but what about all those people who came in contact with someone with Ebola, which is why I think they should not have the flights come in. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, they say they're going to monitor the travels for any travelers, for any signs of illness, and they're going to ask those questions that people have been asked when they leave Liberia, Sierra Leone, or Guinea. And if they answer a certain way to some of the questions, of course, they're going to be isolated. And the people who are symptom-free will get information about how to watch for possible signs of Ebola. Now, in the UK, Heathrow, Gatwick airports, if you've ever been in there, Heathrow being the biggest one, as well as the train stations, are going to screen people coming in from the countries that I mentioned. And if you look for symptoms, the symptoms we have heard, you know, it could take 21 days for the symptoms of Ebola to appear. The average is 8 to 10, we get that. So if someone's traveling, they could have been exposed to Ebola, they don't know they're sick yet, symptoms that the CDC will watch for would include headaches, the severe headache, fever, muscle pain, weakness, that kind of stuff, unexplained bleeding, and stomach pain. Now, what's also interesting is something that hasn't been discussed very often is where did Ebola come from? Now, we know West Africa, but the belief is it started with a 2-year-old patient in a village in Guinea. The toddler died in December of 2013, and scientists don't know how they got it, but it spread from animals to humans through infected fluids, the fluids we keep talking about, and then it had been spread through infected, and when we say animals, chimps and gorillas and monkeys and fruit bats and porcupines. And this is why it's so dangerous when something starts in Africa and then there's free travel because of how it spreads through other animals. That's why in Spain they euthanized the nurse's aide's dog because she was diagnosed with Ebola. I mean, there was even a campaign. People were so upset about the dog. There was a campaign in Spain called Save Excalibur. That was the dog's name. And 400,000 people signed it, not wanting this dog to be euthanized, but the dog was eventually put to sleep, as you know, the end of that story. So then that brings up to people, well, what about, you know, did Tom Duncan have a dog? Were there dogs around them? Was there cats? Was there something, you know, some other kind of animals? And there have been questions about that, especially dogs and Ebola, because the dog-to-human transmission of Ebola aren't really conclusive. They found the virus in 25% of the dogs living near the outbreak. They weren't symptomatic, and they didn't die at the time when they were being studied, so it's a tough conclusion to come to whether or not dogs shed Ebola once the immune system encounters it. And this is a problem because people are thinking of those coming down with it and pets and perhaps things that have also been missed. You're not going to miss us. We got much more to come here on the flip side of America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis.
but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation.
Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm Sam Nussbaum, WellPoint's Chief Medical Officer. We proudly support the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together to provide children with a healthier start in life. Visit marchofdimes.org.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Tonight, coming up, we can count. It all leads back, my friends, to the numbers. Ebola is about the numbers, that's for sure. Because it's very scary when you say, well, almost 8,000 people have gotten Ebola in West Africa in a very short amount of time. And how many died? As I said, I heard that number is going to be close to 4,000. And today, I actually heard someone confirm 3,800. It keeps climbing up. Of course, I am not wishing for the number to rise. I'm hoping that it will, like the tide, roll back. But it's scary when you hear how I think easily you can get Ebola once it's in your area. Yes, if you're listening to me in Ottumwa, Iowa, you're listening to me in fabulous Arcadia, Florida, where I went antiquing this past summer. Antiquing because you go in the stores and they have like what I call mantiques. It's a really cool town. Same thing for my pals in Sarasota, Florida. I mean, you know this. It's certainly, if all of a sudden somebody has Ebola, someone came from West Africa, you know, then it's a different story and we get it. But that's why I think part of the mistake here is it should have just shut down the travel temporarily. I talked to someone who came back from Kenya and they said, you know, and of course that's in Africa. They said the people couldn't be nicer, and what a great time they had, but that the concern so much was over Ebola, and the conversation was filled with Ebola, and keeping flights out of Kenya temporarily, not wanting to do that, wanting to help their friends on the western part of the country, and doing that, but knowing that they can't have these open flights, these little puddle jumpers, because of what that would carry into areas of Kenya, or could carry there, and they didn't want to see, you know, that happen. Or that happen, rather. You'll find this interesting, since we've had many people on this show to talk about Iran, and what is the threat, and, you know, with the new president, Hassan Rouhani, who has now, for the past 5-6 months, talked about wanting to have great relations with the United States. And in between, I always think, well, what's really underneath the surface? Because of all the countries, and as we list out potential problems, Iran is certainly at the top of the list. And now there's been a blast at a nuclear plant that proves, yes, they must be making weapons. And that's what people who are skilled in what happens in some of these enrichment programs are saying. But that's not a shock to me. That's not a shock to you, I'm certain, because we've had this conversation. We've had the Dark Knight conversation about what really is happening there. The nuclear weapons program in Tehran, they deny, and they keep talking about the fact that, no, this is just about uranium enrichment for nuclear power. Were any of you buying what they were selling? And, you know, there was a congressman, Ron Paul, who many of his ideas I thought were rather good. I thought they were interesting. There were Democrats that liked Ron Paul, and then some that thought, oh, he's just way off the charts. And then there were Republicans that embraced Ron Paul. And then there were others that thought, oh, he's just way off the charts. But, which is to say, he had people that normally maybe wouldn't embrace some of what he said. But one area where I disagreed is he would say, it's not our business with Iran, and we should leave it alone. And if they want to have nuclear capability, then who are we to say that? Wow. I think they being the people in charge in Iran, like the great Ayatollah, and I say because he says he's the great supreme Ayatollah, not because I think he's great, and President Rouhani. I mean, this is a place where they bury women up to their head and stone them to die if they accuse them of having an affair, or, you know, pick your poison, whatever you want to throw out there. There's some crazy things that happen in Iran that I think are barbaric and old world, and certainly not a country that we can embrace what's happening humanitarily inside the borders. But you don't, you know, they try to keep a lid on a lot of that. But some of that exploded 5 or 6 years ago, if you remember, with the students, when they were tweeting things out and we were getting photographs of things that were happening. But, you know, the perfect example is the woman sentenced to die for killing a man that she says tried to rape her. And she just was railroaded. Her daughter is being pressured to sign another confession to say, yeah, this is it. So Rouhani Jabahar was sentenced to be executed sometime this week after her September sentence was postponed with, you know, basically no explanation before it was going to take place. Her mother said this week that her daughter had heard nothing about the execution, is being pressured to sign this bogus confession and to deny that there was an attempt, any attempt, at rape, and there was no third party present at the time of the alleged murder. Rouhani was originally supposed to be executed last Tuesday, but they pushed it back. So you have lots of supporters who have gathered outside of the prison where she is to protest. And it's getting a lot of national attention. This is that humanitarian thing that they try to sweep under the rug. So they're pushing hard to turn this around, but it is just that tough to do that. They're saying now maybe the execution gets put off for 40 days, trying to quell the people who are protesting. And, you know, maybe she'll get lucky and they'll commute the death sentence. Amnesty International is pressing on this Jabari case. They released a statement saying it was a flawed investigation and an unfair trial. This woman would be dead if it weren't for the fact that people are jumping on the bandwagon and trying to help. She was convicted in 2007 of a fatal stabbing of Mortez Sarbani, a former employee of the Iranian intelligence ministry. She worked as a decorator. She was 19 years old. Says he drugged her and tried to rape her after they met at a cafe, and she agreed to go to his office to talk about business. So she allegedly stabbed him with a pocket knife and then scrambled to get away from him when he lay there and he bled to death. So I think there is a good chance they'll commute this sentence. I think they will. You know, there was a lot of pleas when Rouhani was in New York meeting at the UN General Assembly. And he was trying to put, of course, his moderate face, the moderate Rouhani face, on all things coming out of a very, very repressive regime. How can we support Iran? Give me a break with that nonsense. Every once in a while, I'll get an email from somebody saying, back off and let them nuke up. You've got to be kidding. So anyway, supporters of Rouhani hope that his election would maybe send signals that there's a more tolerant era than the one of Ahmadinejad, who is just pure evil, especially when it comes to human rights. But so far, the numbers of executions and violations have just gone up, up, up. So much for Mr. Moderate. Stay with us. I'll meet you on the flip side.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Nothing you can sing that can't be done. Nothing you can say that you can learn.
How can you not like the Beatles? My 4-year-old niece can name Beatles songs. That's an everlasting kind of music. You gotta say that. If you're already reaching that kind of a generation and she knows Beatles songs, to people in their 90s, although if I were one of the living Beatles, I don't know how I'd feel. That's their music. I don't know how I'd feel about the whole Muzak thing. I mean, what do you think that's like for musicians when they, if at some point, I don't care if they're with bodyguards or they're on an elevator going into some hotel, whatever it is, and they hear their super popular song turn into music, Muzak. I can't even do a good imitation of Muzak, but I've heard it with some popular music, and I always think it's the strangest thing. I mean, you know, I heard Sympathy for the Devil. You know that, how Mick Jagger screams in Sympathy for the Devil. I heard it in a Muzak format, and I thought I wasn't going to get off that elevator. I was laughing so hard I practically fell to the ground. I thought, what? They have to pay something for that to turn it into it. Or do they just take it and say, well, they won't notice, so I'll try to turn it into something else. All right, speaking of turning into something else, this could be apropos. There are Colorado pot shops that now have realized, as they're feeling their way through this whole pot maze, because let's face it, Colorado especially, but also many of you listening in Washington, this is still new. It's still newish, the legality of pot and people coming in and shops where they're buying strains of things. And it's not just for medicinal purposes, so it's gone beyond that. We all know that. And you have people that fly in. You have people that come in from other areas, and they can't get as much of the product as people who are locally there, but they come in for the novelty of it. They've never smoked pot in their whole life. They know nothing about it. They just know the jokes and the funny movies and Cheech and Chong and, you know, whatever. So Colorado pot shops have introduced less potent rookie cookie. That's what they call it. Because tourists were getting too stoned. Maureen Dow, columnist for the New York Times, wrote a story about it. People were ripping on it, where she talked about, I'd never smoked pot. And she took one of these trips to Colorado, and then she was just, you know, out of her mind, wasted. So they're realizing, yeah, you know, we're trying to figure out this whole driving and how people are handling strains that they don't understand. So now they have a rookie cookie. And this is what it is. If it's for the novice person, right? So they have edible products that actually are milder. So if you're inexperienced, they don't regret. They're not out of their minds, not understanding what's happening. And it's kind of, as I saw a story on this, and it was explained to me too, it's the equivalent of selling beer and wine alongside vodka and whiskey. You know, putting them right next to each other, because the spirits are heavier than, you know, the beer and wine stuff. So there's a new marijuana-infused soda that's 15 times weaker than the best-known soda. And the light-dose cookie is absolutely for people who have not had medical-grade pot. And their marketing experts are saying they're trying to distance themselves. The industry is trying to actually distance themselves from reports of consumers getting sick after eating pot. They want to appeal to new users, but they don't want to scare them off by these, you know, potential edible marijuana that they have no idea what they're doing. So anyway, so the rookie cookie is for the people who just don't know. They don't know anything about marijuana, and they are trying it for the first time, and so this way they won't fall over and regret that they've used marijuana. It's so surprising to me. We had Greg James on, who has a marijuana venture, the magazine, business magazine. He doesn't take pot. He doesn't smoke pot. He doesn't eat pot. He doesn't do anything with pot. But he has incredible access to the business, and that's what the magazine is about. And he sent me pictures, in fact, that were mind-blowing of what he described here on America Tonight, the giant in Washington, the giant plants, marijuana fields, and how it was just so wild for him to see them, to go in, and they almost look like, in some of the strains, like prettier Christmas trees, is how he sort of described it, right? And he's not a marijuana smoker or any of that kind of stuff, but it just makes you wonder. I wonder how many newbies versus the hardened marijuana consumer are actually finding themselves in these stores where they have really no idea what they're doing, but trying to play it cool. I just don't see Joe Cool Guy, 20-something, walking into a shop and saying, I'll have the rookie cookie. I just don't see it. You know, it's like the drinking thing for people. They're not going to admit, although we live in a culture now where there's no harm, no foul if you don't drink, I think, because of alcoholism. And thank goodness for that, because I don't think anybody should be ever pressured. That's the problem when you're young, the folly of youth, being pressured to do anything they don't want to do. But I would have to believe that there would be some hesitancy to admit that you have no clue what's happening. that would just be a tad awkward, and nobody, especially guys, sorry guys, nobody's going to go in and try to act like they can't hang. They can't just order something and then move on from there. All right, as we sometimes do here on America Tonight, we bounce around like a pinball. I call it odds and ends because there's other things that are happening besides Ebola, believe it or not, and things that we're talking about with ISIS that are very serious indeed and are on your radar and are my radar. And we've had many, many people on this past week to talk about it, and we continue to look at every angle, fresh angle, break different aspects of these stories here on the little show that can. But every once in a while, we need to do that odds and ends thing, and that's what I like to call the bounce, the O&E. And in the bounce, I'm going to say this is the Daily Salute. I don't know how they pick these halftime shows, but Katy Perry is going to play the Super Bowl halftime. Woohoo! I know Nathan.
Yeah.
I knew Nathan was excited. Oh, I just had to leave my lips. Hey, Katy Perry is doing... Oh! Yeah, she's going to do it. She'd been a contender. Now, check this out. I mean, you know, it's pretty interesting because you get a lot of attention when you play the halftime because so many people around the world watch the Super Bowl. Well, she was the contender along with Coldplay, Rihanna, and a whole bunch of other big names. And so she's been around the sports game a lot lately. She was on ESPN's College Game Day. She was at the Mississippi game last week, and they showed her all over the place. And so how about that? She's going to perform at the halftime show, and it's probably pretty good because she's got sort of the bubblegum pop kind of brand, but she has other songs that are ballad, I think, that are pretty ballads that maybe people haven't heard. And if anything, this will just bring attention maybe to some of that kind of music. She brings 55.4 million Twitter followers with her. So she's big on the 140 characters. That's a lot of Twitter followers. Wow. 55.4, which, by the way, if you want to follow us on Twitter, you can do that. It's Real Radio Talk. As the ex-quarterback for Philadelphia told me, I love that name. It is what it is. Real Radio Talk. If you go to americatonight.net, click on that, and then you can tweet us or follow our tweets and all that kind of stuff. But it just goes to show you the difference between Kate Delaney and Katy Perry. 55 million Twitter followers. I think we have like 700. We have 5,000, almost 5,000 people on Facebook. But 54 million, I think that helped her. You know, it's about appealing to younger people. And think of the people who have done the groups that have done the halftime shows in the past, the Rolling Stones, The Who, Springsteen. I guarantee there's going to be some people, especially the hard rock crew, which many of you would come from that, which I do. I'm a rocker chick. I get it. But I think a lot of people will probably, poor Katy Perry, would probably bag on that choice. But for pulling in younger people and then the ballad stuff that she does, it sounds good. I think that she'll find an audience there. She definitely will on Twitter anyway, because that's an amazing amount of people. So she's going to actually perform. How about that? And that's why she got the applause. And I know Nathan, to get a rise out of Nathan, it's a big deal. So you are a Katy Perry fan.
Well, I certainly like the idea.
You're a musician. In your crowd, you could never say rock on, Katy Perry. They'd, like, laugh you out of the studio.
You'd be surprised. Yeah, some groups on the streets, yeah. I'm not saying that down around in the clubs, but we've got some circles.
Some circles in Minneapolis. All right. Who loves you, baby? Somebody does, Katy Perry. Otherwise, you wouldn't have been chosen. We Can Count. That's coming up next.
Yeah?
you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrant vigor and energy? Now buy 2 bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
On, and we are moving across the floor as fast as we can so we can carry you through this segment with a little thing we like to call We Can Count. Talking about this a lot. NBC News backing me up, baby. They did a survey, a poll, if you will, and found that a majority of Americans, yes indeed, think that all incoming flights from West African countries that are, of course, ravaged from Ebola outbreaks should be banned. Here's what the numbers say. 58% of Americans want a ban on flights from countries that are hardest hit by that virus. 20% oppose a ban on travel. And then, of course, you have the people who just can't make up their mind. They're the balance in that survey. So 72% of the people understood that the disease is spread through contact with bodily fluids as opposed to being airborne. 51% of Americans are afraid there's going to be an Ebola outbreak in the United States. 30 are worried that someone in their family would be exposed. Well, I can't even imagine that. I can't imagine the rage that you would feel, that you would have to quell somehow to get you through that, should that happen to a family member. You know, it's one thing to be Nancy Wright Foles' husband or Dr. Kent Brantley's family, because of course they were distraught, and of course they were praying around the clock and having people in their parishes and their friends and all of that. But they knew they were treating people ravaged by Ebola. They knew the risk. That's different than somebody who has no idea what has happened to them. There's a book, I'm going to say it again. It's called Hot Zone. Maybe you shouldn't read it. But if you read it, you will, and granted it's a novel, you will realize just how deadly Ebola can be. It's not fear-mongering. It has nothing to do with politics. It doesn't. It has to do with just good old-fashioned sense. If other people are doing, and I've had this conversation with people who are very open-minded, by the way, so they're not trying to play gotcha politics. They feel the same way. People that have traveled to many, many places, like my good friend Ellen Ratner, you've heard her on this show. Could there be anyone in my world that's more liberal? And she says it. She spent so much time in the Sudan. They certainly don't want to see that happen there because they couldn't contain it and they'd have the same problem and the outbreak would explode. If all of Africa was tinged with this, oh my, what a sad state of affairs that would be. And these are all problems. Something gets out, you know, this is what you don't want to see happen. That's why it's called a virus. That's why they have things called outbreaks. That's why people are dressed up from head to toe, covered in anything that you can imagine to make sure that they don't spread anything, to make sure that they, you know, that they don't come in contact with it, in other words, and then end up spreading it anywhere. And especially blood. That's why General Dempsey was so worried about the soldiers who were handling the blood samples, because he said they weren't going to be around the people, but even worse, they were going to be around the blood. Moving on, the United Nations members owe the world body about $3.5 million. Now, you hear me say that, and what do you think the $3.5 billion is for? It's for its regular operating budget, the peacekeeping operations, all that kind of stuff. It's a, you know, the financial situation at the United Nations, they say, is very sound and generally good, except for, I love this, except for the regular budget. The funding gap for the regular budget is over $950 million and includes about $800 million owed by the United States, $77 million owed by Brazil, $28 million by Venezuela, and then it goes on from there. And, of course, what do we owe? $800 million. Dollars. $800 million. Member states owe $2.6 billion to the separate UN peacekeeping budget as well. Did you think it was free? Somebody I told that story to thought, well, what, why are we paying them money? Aren't they in New York? What do we get in exchange? No, the membership has its responsibilities financially and otherwise. All right, sadly, for all of you with your life hanging in the balance on the market, and you could be lucky enough, you just have a 401k and it's being matched, you know, 8% or whatever it's being matched. That's, for goodness sake, one of the ways to make a little bit of money. You know, we have Steve Kelly on, the Free Money Guy, and he talks about it. It's very common. The stock market had its worst day of the year on Thursday. Worst day, just after recording its best. This is, you know, you're at the craps table. The Dow plunged 334 points. Worries about global economy. That's what happens. They call them blue chip companies, and there's a thing called the blue chip index. It rose 275 points the day before, obviously in a different direction after that. So there's some volatility, to be sure, on the market. If you want to talk about numbers, there's a place where you can find a lot of big numbers. Sometimes you're up, sometimes you're down. But as part of a portfolio for a lot of people, if you're working for a trucking company and you're a trucker, if you're a nurse, if you're a teacher, if you are a myriad of other jobs, you may have a 401k, and some of that is being matched, which is actually a good thing. But it's not a good thing when the numbers drop, especially if you're getting ready to retire. Then it's all about the numbers game there when you retire. Okay, one last thing here. The U.S. Supreme Court Thursday blocked Wisconsin from implementing a law requiring voters to present photo IDs, overturning a lower court decision that would have put the law in place for the November election. The 7th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals declared the law constitutional on Monday. The ACLU followed up that day with an emergency request to the Supreme Court asking it to block the ruling on Thursday night. The court did just that, issuing a one-page, there's your number, one-page order that vacated the appeals court ruling pending other proceedings. Other proceedings. That's it for this version, anyway, of We Can Count. Let's go to our pal Jack in Australia. Hello, Jack.
Hello, Kate. Katy Perry for the Super Bowl. I've got to admit, it's better than the last couple of years. I mean, the Black Eyed Peas and all the Beyonce, blah. I mean, the NFL is typically American, so let's look at it. We've got sponsorship from Bud Light. You eat hot dogs at the football. You're watching the NFL, the Super Bowl. Why can't we have some decent country music? I don't know. Montgomery Gentry, Toby Keith, Alan Jackson, Lady Antebellum, Miranda Lambert, everyone. Keith Urban even. Can't we have some decent music at the Super Bowl? I mean, is that too much stuff? I mean, it is typically American. Why can't we have some typically American music?
Yeah, it's funny you say that because country is very popular around the country, even in urban areas. It's not limited to the South. And, you know, Keith Urban is crazy popular. Kenny Chesney is popular. Old school country people are popular. So in all nooks and crannies where people are listening to us in the U.S., it's not just in one particular area. So that makes sense. I wonder why there seems to be like a prejudice against country music.
I don't know. And just before we go to the news, a little tip for young people drinking. If you can find one of those neoprene koozies that have the label of a beer brand on there, if you can find your favorite soda that has a similar color to that, we can hide the can of non-alcoholic soda in the alcoholic beer brand koozie, and everyone thinks you're drinking beer when you're not.
Oh, Jack, thank you for adding to the delinquency of those who may be listening to America tonight. See ya!
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.